Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. We're all prone to drift, and all the more as we become adrift. In today's passage, the word together is written three times. It's there to emphasize the importance of togetherness. Your personal growth is a community project, not an individual one. The early church knew the value of walking through life together. They prayed daily for one another, served together, and encouraged one another. Recognizing each other as brothers and sisters, they shared all they had so that everyone could benefit. God's family works best when we all work together. The visual aid of the early church in the towns and cities of that day must have been staggering. Jew and Gentile, slave and free, male and female, all one in Christ. An eye-opening revolution involving an immense diversity of people of different culture and status being built together. But it doesn't just happen. People rarely drift into deep community. The microwave is a great invention, but you can't do microwave friendships. Togetherness takes time and requires intentionality, particularly in an individualistic culture like ours. Bronnie Ware wrote a book on the top five regrets of the dying. Most of them involve the common thread of relationships. I worked too hard and never made time for my family. I should have made more time for my friends. I should have said, I love you a lot more. Small groups have always been a key part of life at King's, and they remain so today. They're a way of being intentional about knowing Jesus, being known, and knowing others. We really hope you've experienced togetherness throughout chapter 1, and we'd love you to think about how you can deliberately maintain that togetherness next term. Your own personal growth depends on it. So which relationships in your life are the ones you want to make sure you maintain? And how will you prioritize community with other Christians after chapter 1?